To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey, it's Monday, news listeners, and time for your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. It's the 27th of June, 2022. Got some of the best technology news that went on over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, we got some info coming out what's in the Apple pipeline. And from what we're seeing, a whole bunch of new products could be coming this fall. According to Mark Gurman over there at Bloomberg, he's saying get ready for a bunch of products, including an iPhone 14, new iPads, and even 3 Apple Watches. All coming this way this fall. In fact, it won't just be the portable devices either. M2 and possibly M3 upgrade Max? Yep, could be on the way as well. We've also been hearing rumors about an upgraded HomePod, but one thing getting a bit more concrete every day, a new Apple TV model. Now, obviously, rumors and complete speculation right now, and Gurman didn't give up his sources where he got the info from. Probably because whoever he got it from would probably get fired. It is interesting to see, though, that we didn't hear much about tvOS at WWDC, so one would wonder, why would a new Apple TV be coming? According to Gurman, well, they would have unveiled something, had everything been ready to go. Apparently, the A14 chip, yep, just wasn't ready for the Apple TV yet, but in the new model, we should be seeing that new chip with a lot more RAM. And with more RAM, probably means more gaming capabilities. And once again, according to Gurman, will be one of the highlights of tvOS 16. Let's not hold our breath, let's just hope. Do you love watching Facebook Watch? Yeah, me neither. Some people do, though. You know, to watch some shows and live streams, of course. Well, if you're on an Apple TV, it may not be there anymore. Now, some users are already saying they can't access the app anymore on their Apple TV after its most recent update. In fact, one user via Mac Rumors shared an image showing that the Facebook Watch TV app is no longer available. But you can still find lots of videos on Facebook at facebook.com/watch. Now, they're not the only user experiencing this. Reddit has been full of other people saying, hey, what happened to Facebook Watch? And right now, it's unclear if Facebook Watch is no longer available or it's just a freaking glitch. I mean, the fact that it's Monday and nobody wanted to respond to emails over the weekend, we may not know till later today. And finally, are you aware of that Hermit spyware? Well, according to Google, it's your ISP's fault. This is actually a sophisticated spyware campaign, in case you were unaware, and it tricks users into downloading malicious apps. And if you think you're on iOS and you're safe, think again. No, the Hermit spyware actually affected both Android and iOS, because it was your ISP that was distributing the thing. Now, we do know the Hermit spyware actually came from somewhere in Italy. In fact, the culprit looks to be RCS Labs. That's actually the infamous surveillance hire for company behind the Pegasus spyware. Remember that? Now, how it works is the spyware disguises itself as a legitimate source, and it takes on the form of a mobile carrier or messaging app. They found some attackers actually worked with ISPs to switch off victims' mobile data to actually further their scheme. Now, Apple's actually reached out and said they have revoked any accounts or certificates associated with the threat. And Google has also pushed a Google Play Protect update to all users. But I'm pretty sure this is not the last we'll hear of Hermit, so it's best you proceed with caution. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get the latest episodes right now of The Mac Show and The Big Show. Don't forget to check out The Photo Show and all many things BTN related right at our official website. Find us on Facebook too at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We might be a little bit later than usual tomorrow, but we'll try to push you out of show. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, start your week off well. Have a great Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.